about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, there's a little gadget that we're hearing about today that will turn your refrigerator off when you eat too much. Now, I'm not sure if that's something we want because we don't want our food to spoil. So we're going to kind of go into this and what this does. We're also going to talk about how chocolate may actually trigger acne. Right? You know, our parents would always tell us when we were younger, oh, don't eat chocolate because you'll get acne. And it turns out they were right. There is a link. And we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of issue here with my computer. Oh, this is cool. I love anything that's science related. And apparently they've been able to use stainless steel to cool drinks instead of ice. And apparently a designer decided to use these ball bearings instead of ice, so it doesn't, I guess, water down the drinks. You know, a lot of times in Europe, they don't use ice. It's more of an American thing, you know. And I was in Israel in the 90s, and, you know, they just give you a soda. No ice in there. And you're like, well, I don't understand. Where's the ice? You know, not a lot of times. Ice is something that the Americans use. Then I think Europe started to kind of, I haven't been to Europe. I've never actually been to Europe. But from what I understand, years ago now, that was just something that was kind of adopted by Americans. So pretty interesting stuff. Very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say these new metal cubes are made out of stainless steel, all right? And this helps people who don't want to put ice in their drinks. These stainless steel tubes are known as puck, and they let the drinker more accurately control the temperature because the more they add to the drink, the cooler the drink becomes. And you're seeing pictures of wine and liquor. I don't know if they could actually use this for other scientific or medical issues. That would be pretty cool. What I like about stainless steel is you could autoclave it. You know, we have stainless steel equipment in my office and you could autoclave it. And so, you know, it's something that I think with it being able to, you know, manipulate temperature, that's something that I could definitely foresee in science and some medical uses. Apparently, designer Dave Liaturi, 51 years old from Massachusetts, said he was inspired by the former trend of using cold ball bearings to ice drinks. He said, early in my design career, I read a story that famous designer Raymond Loewy used to drink scotch with chilled ball bearings. And so I guess use the ball bearings, does not dilute the drink with excess water. Yeah, so it sounds like you got to chill these things first. All right. Cool science stuff. Said if people want to drink the cooler faster, they simply add another puck, and then they rinse them off, and then they put them back in the freezer. I didn't realize that ice is in short supply. I didn't realize we have to panic, right, and try to, save ice and ration ice. But, you know, I do like the idea of, I don't know, metal. I just really dig metal, especially stainless steel, one of my favorite metals. I'd say gold would be, but I really don't have a lot of it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we talk about shortages, many of you are very concerned about the looming chocolate shortage that's supposed to hit us in 2030. Well, even though a lot of us adults are going to have problems with it, I don't think our teens are going to mind or miss it too much because studies have shown that chocolate can trigger acne. Now, we don't know if it's the sugar, the refinement, but they think chocolate changes some of the inflammatory cells, and it makes them more susceptible to propionibacterium acnes, or we call it P. acnes. Also, Staph aureus is sometimes another skin bacteria that's involved in acne. And they believe what happened is chocolate increased production of interleukin 10. And interleukin 10 lowers our body's defenses against microorganisms, and thus higher levels of interleukin 10 therefore creates conditions that allow bacteria to then infect pimples or make them worse. Now, here's the thing. There's been studies that have also looked at, like, refined breads and other carbohydrates. So I just think it's a diet. You know, we talk about arginine and lysine. I was on the Andy Dean show yesterday, American Now with Andy Dean. And we didn't have too much time, so I was going to go into a big spiel. But any of you that have ever had cold sores or herpes, you know, we would tell you to up your lysine and cut back your arginine. And your arginine would be found in chocolates and refined sugars, breads, etc. Well, the higher the arginine, the more of an inflammatory response. And, you know, when you have acne, sometimes it's not all bacteria. It's inflammation. You know, some of you are like, oh, well, pus comes out, stuff comes out. Some of you are like, it's just, you know, a bump. And why is that? Well, because it's inflammatory cells. Acne is inflammatory cells coming forth on the skin, on the back, etc. And it's an issue that people have hormone changes. When we get hormone changes, that's why you see acne a lot of times in kids with puberty. You see acne with women at certain points in their cycle. You see men. I can always tell when a man does steroids because his back acne is horrible. And not that all back acne means they're taking steroids, but you get these weightlifters that come in and you see the back acne and you're like, okay, what's going on here? So what we end up then recommending is a lot of times anti-inflammatories, drying agents, things that'll kind of decrease the extra fluid in that area. But sometimes we also recommend antibiotics. Now, many of you guys remember being put on tetracycline years ago for acne, and it really didn't work. Well, tetracycline was already being used in our meats, so many of us were already immune to it. And so with that, you know, we notice a lot of times antibiotics don't seem to help. Now, people on antibiotics, sometimes they do clear up because of the Staph aureus or the P. acnes bacteria. But it's this whole type of mishmash soup, shall we say, of inflammatory cells and all that other stuff. So, what do we recommend? We recommend cutting back on the chocolate. Now, we got some breaking news. They say New York City mayor says Boston Marathon bombing suspects at Times Square was the next target. This is being reported by KFI. So, we'll get you that story right after the break. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so breaking news. A report is out now saying that the brothers, the Boston bombing suspect brothers, okay, we still have to call them suspects, okay, the Tsarnaev brothers were planning on bombing Times Square 3 days after the Boston Marathon bombing, when they carjacked the SUV with the person who told them that he was Chinese, they were going to have him drive them to Times Square or drive them to New York, from what I understand. The man who was carjacked thwarted this attack because when he was able to escape, he alerted police. Police then were able to track down the car, and then the shootout ensued. So, I mean, heroes all the way around. Both first responders, our police, our FBI, our military, our civilians. Well done. NBC, ABC, CNN, and Reuters report that Zakhar Tsarnaev, who has been charged in connection with the deadly Boston bombings, spelled out details of the plan to investigators from his hospital bed. Reuters quotes one law enforcement source as saying that Zakhar and his 26-year-old brother hijacked a car Thursday night with the intention of going to New York with the seven remaining explosive devices to set them off at Times Square. The plan was aborted when the owner of the hijacked car escaped and alerted police. Then there was the car chase in Watertown, and then the shootout that left Zakhar, the younger brother, wounded, and Tamerlan, the older brother, dead. Zakhar, of course, was badly injured. He fled in a second car, and then he hid in a boat in the backyard of a home in Watertown. Apparently, he told, one source told Reuters that Zakhar originally told investigators that the brothers were going to New York to party on account that New York City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly. But then they realized that the trip was aimed at setting off the remaining explosive devices in their possession. Pretty scary stuff. All right. I mean, imagine if they hadn't found them. Now, what was very interesting, what's kind of interesting about this is they caught the guys 5 days after the bombings, right? It was a Friday afternoon? Right. Okay. So the bombings happened on Monday. Then the brothers were caught still within the Boston vicinity 4.5 days later, shall we say. 5 days later. Okay. Friday. Which is when they caught them. I mean, well, there was some shooting in the middle of the night, so roughly 4 days later. So my question is were they trying to lay low? Were they building more bombs and then going to flee to New York? You know, some of you had asked, why didn't they flee the city? Okay, and, you know, I was thinking, well, you know, they can't, you know, go to the airport. Okay, already, you know, everybody's going to be looked at, high scrutiny. They were probably just laying low. But it does make you wonder why they didn't flee to New York sooner. You know, I mean, my guess is they had to, I don't know why. That's kind of interesting. I mean, thank God they stayed in Boston. But again, this is, you know, whenever you start to kind of scratch your head and go, something doesn't make sense, it's because it doesn't. Okay, something does not make sense. I still fail to believe that these were just two brothers that decided to, I don't know, Thelma and Louise or Bonnie and Clyde and partner up and be on this mission themselves. I just don't buy that. All right? My concern is that there are a lot more out there. There's a network. These two are a small part of something that is going on as we speak, and everybody else is laying low. Because right now all the security is heightened and, you know, et cetera. And then once everybody thinks that we found closure with the younger 19-year-old kid, we're going to move about our daily business. So, you know, this whole idea that Times Square is next, I could believe that, but I don't know if I believe that it was just those two. I think there's a lot more involved. So as we get more information, we'll let you know. Now, a very interesting topic that Andy Dean from American Now had asked me about was the head trauma that the older brother had incurred when he was boxing. From what I understand, he had, let's say, I don't know if he, you know, won a war. I know the younger brother was in wrestling, I believe. But from what I understand, the younger or the older brother had, you know, much experience in the boxing ring. And he, from what they believe, did suffer from certain blows to the head. Now, one source from Time, Health, and Family asked, did damage caused by boxing play a role in the Boston bombings? Of course, my answer to that is hell to the no. All right. I think there's a huge group planning and strategizing. No, I think whether he had head trauma or not, this would have happened. But, you know, boxers and football players, of course, are being evaluated for chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And I get kind of upset when I see these stories surface, because people who do have history of head trauma because they were boxing or, veterans or NFL football players, etc. You know, the last thing I want is a story like this to surface, and then all of a sudden we look at all our, you know, veterans and football players as them being possibly somebody on the watch list. No. But absolutely, if somebody is kooky, if somebody is evil, as Andy Dean and I talked about yesterday, you know, could that put them over the edge? Could it allow them to be more impulsive and more angry, have situational explosiveness? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, then what's the excuse for the younger brother? Oh, the younger brother was brainwashed. You know, we need to read him his Miranda rights. You know, once they read him his Miranda rights, he stopped talking. You know that. I mean, I he's a terrorist. Okay? I mean, do they enjoy the same, he already admitted to doing the bombings. Let's get some information. Let's see what's next. Lives are at stake, for crying out loud. Anyway, when he was told he has the right to remain silent, anything he says, Gannon will be held against you in a court of law. And now I think, from what I understand, he's hoping to get an attorney. I'd like to know who the hell's going to represent him. I'm sure they're going to find somebody. Somebody who's going to find this lucrative and you know, want his 15 minutes of fame. That's crazy. It blows my mind. But anyway, could traumatic brain injury? No, I don't think traumatic brain injury could actually cause an act of terrorism. But do I think we could have somebody that gets thrown over the edge and starts to think down a very psychotic path? Yeah, but I mean, I really haven't seen that with our good guys. And we got a lot of good guys out there that unfortunately are suffering from CTE. Now, another thing that Andy Dean and I talked about is, why are terrorists so often young men? Why aren't they female? Why aren't they older men? And, you know, we talked about this a few days ago, how, you know, you're in nature. We talked about a few things. One, we talked about how a lot of times we look at the start of our lives as, you know, when we're in our late teens, early 20s, right? We move out of the house, you know, we start getting a job, we start looking for a wife or a spouse, and it's like the start of our lives. So a lot of times you don't think about death, you don't think about, you really kind of think you're immortal because you think this is the start of your life. All right, for many of us, yeah, it's the start of a lot of new chapters, etc. So I think you have that mindset. Number two is, evolutionarily wise, you know, your men have to be your risk takers. They're the ones that had to, you know, in nature, the male species had to hunt. They had to find the place to live. They had to test the place to live. While the female species had to nest and had to make a nest and protect the nest. So evolutionary wise, you won't see as much of a female species going out there being aggressive as you would with the male. The male species more likely to leap. Now, a female species will hunt, okay? In many species, the female lion, etc., will hunt, etc. But still, your lion, your male animal will always be more of the aggressor, and he has to. He has to propagate his seed. He has to protect his home. He has to. It's an evolutionary issue. So you know, when we see terrorists more often being men, yeah, you do have the occasional woman, female suicide bomber, etc. But I think men just instinctively are more quick to have that aggressiveness. And we also talked about, why are they so easy to be manipulated at that age? You know, the younger you are, the easier it is to be manipulated. You can manipulate kids even easier than you can manipulate a 19-20-year-old. But still, the older you get, the less likely you are to be manipulated, because already wisdom comes in, experiences come in, and it's a lot harder to brainwash and manipulate. So, you know, they really try to get them when they're young. They do. Scary stuff. All right, guys, don't go any longer to talk about 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So Seattle police are now looking for a nurse imposter, somebody impersonating a nurse. They believe she was addicted to painkillers, and she is on the run currently after sneaking into hospital rooms of patients and trying to steal medication from their IVs. They have this woman, I'm looking at her right now. She looks blonde. She looks like she's probably, she looks overweight. She looks like she's in her maybe early 30s, all right, to mid 30s. She was dressed in a blue shirt resembling scrubs and clogs on her feet, entered a man's room in Seattle's Swedish Medical Center on April 13th, began filling with his pain medication IV. He woke up and confronted her, and she says, "Oh, I'm going to go get your nurse." Then, of course, she left and didn't return. When the man's real nurse came into the room, she noticed his IV line had been cut and pain medicine was dripping on the floor. The machine had pry marks where the intruder apparently had tried to access pain medication. Shortly afterward, the same woman was spotted on another floor of the hospital, peering into patient rooms. This is scary. Very scary stuff. When confronted by a hospital staff member, she said she was there to check the IV machines. The woman boldly then went into another room and again tinkered with the patient's IV machine. She left when an alarm went off, leaving a relative of the patient noticing blood dripping on the floor. They saw that lines to the patient's IV machine had been cut. Now, luckily, none of these patients suffered any injuries, and the only thing stolen, they think, was about 2 feet of tubing from the patient-controlled medication machines. Very little pain medication from the tubes. You know, that's kind of odd that, I mean, when we, you know, administer pain medicine, okay, it's usually something that goes into the patient very quickly. Yes, there are certain drips and pain drips, but you know, I don't see how she could run in and grab some unless she would stand there and get the infusion herself. So it really didn't make sense. So she looks high as far as I'm concerned on this, but I mean, scary to think that you know, one of our hospitals could have somebody that can run in and out and be, you know, messing with your IVs. Oh my gosh, that's frightening. I mean, where's the security? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Finally, America is listening to Israel. And Chuck Hagel today says they do have evidence that Syria has used chemical agents in their attacks on rebels. Thank you. It is about time. And lawmakers now demand action. Top-ranking lawmakers on both sides of the aisle declared Thursday that the red line in Syria has been crossed, calling for strong U.S. and international intervention after administration officials revealed that the intelligence community does believe chemical weapons are used. All right? Both Senator Dianne Feinstein and Senator John McCain of the Senate Intelligence Committee were among those urging swift action. All right, McCain called for more involvement in Syria, voiced concern that the administration would use caveats to avoid acting on the new intelligence. He said America's enemies are paying close attention to whether the U.S. follows through. Exactly. I mean, if we have this, let's just, you know, maybe we'll all kumbaya and hold hands. No. Apparently, he called for the U.S. to help establish a no-fly zone and a safe zone in Syria, as well as provide weapons to the right people. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel first revealed today in a letter to select members of Congress while speaking to reporters on a visit to Abu Dhabi. The administration then released those letters saying U.S. intelligence determined that with varying degrees of confidence that the Syrian regime has used chemical weapons on a small scale in Syria, especially the chemical agent sarin. Now, we talked about sarin and how dangerous it is and how potent. And we talked about what to do if you're exposed. We talked about how it could kill you by causing respiratory paralysis, convulsions, death. Pretty scary stuff. It is probably one of the most toxic chemicals out there, most lethal. All right. From what we understand, Feinstein said Syria has the ability to kill tens of thousands with chemical weapons. The world must come together to prevent this by unified action, which results in the secure containment of Syria's significant stockpile of chemical weapons. I mean, this is scary stuff. This is extremely scary. I mean, you know, I know some of you are going, oh, no, this is deja vu, you know, weapons of mass destruction. I mean, where I feel confident is you have Israel who brought it up first, okay? I mean, Israel's intelligence is unparalleled, as well as America's intelligence. And so when we have, you know, when we now have two countries, okay, saying, look, we got something here. I don't think we're going to have a whole another, you know, Saddam Hussein type of issue. All right, but still, scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Trying to soften the news up a little bit. People Magazine has revealed it's world's most beautiful women issue, and Gwyneth Paltrow has been named world's most beautiful woman. Apparently, I guess Beyonce held the title last year. Nah, no, I'm not counted. No, I'm too old. They don't want somebody like me. I'm in my 40s. Well, wait a second. Gwyneth Paltrow is 40. She's, I think, a year younger than me because I'm 41. And she claims she's never had gray hair. She hasn't had one gray hair. Now, I get that. It could take a while to gray. I get that. But she says she doesn't have to dye her blonde. She's, yeah. So, all right. You, we're all going to be seeing her in Iron Man 3. That's supposed to be coming up any week now. Beautiful woman. Who else is in that issue? Kerry Washington, Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Lawrence, and Jane Fonda. Yeah, I guess Jane Fonda's back. She's been in some movies. You know, she's got a good agent. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, some of you are probably depressed that you weren't named in the world's most beautiful women. I'm not depressed. You know, I don't need the world thinking I'm beautiful. I got my listeners, right? You all look at your radio every day when you drive, right? Or you look at your iPhone, and you think I'm beautiful enough. So that's enough for me. I'm able to keep going and go about my day. But for those of you that are depressed, it's going to find it interesting to know that depression can actually be contagious, all right? Even though we think about serotonin dropping and we think about norepinephrine and dopamine, a recent study by psychological scientists Gerald Heifel and Jennifer Hames from the University of Notre Dame suggests that university students who live together can pass on their depression through a mental process known as cognitive vulnerability. So kind of like, a disease, STD, meningitis, it could get passed on. Our study demonstrates that cognitive vulnerability has the potential to wax and wane over time, depending on the social context. So I guess they use this cognitive vulnerability term, right, where, you know, if they have certain, I guess, vulnerabilities, and then a stressful life occurs, etc., they'll be more likely to take on somebody else's mood next to them. Now, we've seen that. We've seen kids, you know, if their parents have anger issues, they take on anger issues. If the parents are depressed, they get depressed. We've also seen roommates, if one has her period, the next one eventually gets her period, and they end up being, you know, getting periods at the same time. So we do know that being in close quarters, you do seem to take on certain psychological, physiological similarities. And so the reason why this is important is what they're hoping they could do is then if the environment surrounding somebody depressed could make them depressed, then what about changing the environment? Could that help for depression? Now, I mean, it all depends. Some of you would say, oh, well, Chuck E. Cheese and people jumping around, you know, balls, etc., and, you know, that, you know, have a room like that. No, because some people, they hate Chuck E. Cheese. What about Disneyland? Everybody loves Disneyland. No. For some people, Disneyland is very stressful. Long lines, if it's hot outside, right, getting sunburned, spending a lot of money. I love Disneyland, but for some people, they hate it. So you would probably have to come up with a scenario, like maybe a nice comfortable room with a Lazy Boy chair and the Dr. Dolly show playing. That to me would probably be inducive of a good mood, right? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess there is something called Fitbit. And Dukas Charalampos, I guess, devised this. His Fitbit switches the refrigerator off, and I guess the food inside starts to go off. This is like it's coming from the Huffington Post. He's a 31-year-old internet researcher. Told the Huffington Post, I am working too many hours on the computer, and I neglect physical activity quite often, and I need some strong motivation. So he has hacked his Fitbit so that it interacts with the power supply to his fridge. His desperation to achieve his exercise goals highlights the rise, they say, of an ever-growing group of fitness freaks using computers. Apparently, Fitbit is his first wireless activity tracking device. It syncs with your phone or computer. It was devised, I guess, back in 2009. There's a model called the One. It could be clipped onto a belt, keychain, etc. And it's not like a pedometer. It tracks the distance you travel over the course of the day, the calories you burned, hours slept, even records your weight and how many calories you've eaten. That is some cool stuff. Okay. Apparently, the company was founded by Harvard dropout James Park, according to Mail Online, has grown by 150% and was recently valued at $300 million. And since the first Fitbit designed, the company has branched out into smart weighing scales that monitor the user's weight, body mass index, and fat percentage. I just don't understand what's going on with the refrigerator. That doesn't make any sense to me. So, I mean, unless it scares the heck out of you, so you run over to the refrigerator to, I don't know. I don't really get it. Okay, but anyway, they're marketing this, Fitbit thing. I mean, it's cool to say Fitbit. Now, this isn't cool. New Jersey State Troopers pulled, they arrested a woman who had more than 300 packets of heroin stuffed inside her bra. Okay, they pulled her over. She was driving a Honda Accord on Route 80 West in Rockaway Township. I love seeing, these interstates, like the I-80 I used to take in Reno, because that's, much higher latitude than Vegas. And, the I-80 goes all the way across. So when you see somebody on your highway, right, that you took, and I know it's not my highway, I understand. New Jersey's all the way there. I've been on the New Jersey I-80. It just, I don't know, it's interesting. And you guys know that the even numbers to the highways mean they go east-west. The odd mean they go north-south, right? So when you're taking the I-95 or the 395 or the I-15, that's a north-south. Whereas an I-80, an I-40, an I-10, east-west, right? Okay, good. Anyway, so the driver, 52-year-old Kim Decker, had even a valid driver's license, nor her two passengers. And I guess they noticed a wax fold, commonly known to hold heroin, in plain view inside the car. And then she admitted to hiding more heroin in her bra. Then they went to a barracks and a female trooper searched Decker and found 333 wax folds lined with heroin inside her bra. 54-year-old motorist gave the troopers permission to search her car, and then they found hidden drug paraphernalia. She was charged with possession of heroin, intent to distribute, you think? And now at the correctional facility on $50,000 bail. That's a lot of cocaine. And that means her underwear was probably worth a lot. But, it's good to know that the troopers are now, searching people in more discreet places. I think that is better to do, right, than like that one woman who did a rectal search while the two women were just standing there, as cars were driving by on camera even. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Anthony Weiner has been in the news a lot, and as he is trying to run for New York City mayor, he has admitted on Wednesday that more secrets could emerge about his online photo exchanges, meaning there could actually be more photos that actually were taken of Anthony Weiner. Now, if you remember, Anthony Weiner was shirtless. He showed his groin to, I guess, somebody he ended up falling for on Twitter. He was in tidy whities, not the sexiest underwear. I really dig the whole boxer briefs type of thing, right, and kind of the Ralph Lauren colors. I think boxers are cool, too, but I really like the boxer briefs because I understand men have a tough time with boxers. He was in tidy whities. I couldn't really tell if there was a tube sock in there or not. But apparently he is hoping New Yorkers give him a second chance. I don't think he's going to make mayor, but I think this guy has a career in something. People love, perverts, right? Okay, people who cheat on their wife. People still love Tiger Woods, right? Doesn't matter. I mean, people it's almost like the whole idea of marriage and monogamous relationships just don't exist anymore. I can't tell you how many of my patients that come in pregnant aren't wed, and they're happy about it. They're happy about it, you know, and I go, who's the father, you know, and the majority of them know, some don't, all right, and then we figure out when we're going to do, you know, testing for that, and it's like, you know, when people want a baby, they want to have a baby now, okay, when people want to be with somebody, they want to be with somebody now, they don't want to wait, they don't want to work on the marriage, they don't want to wait till they're married, when they want something, they want it now, very impulsive, okay, does she want to see a picture of me in my tidy whities? I'll give it to her now. So apparently, I guess he's still married to his wife, okay? And he went through this interview, and he is hoping to. I can't look at these pictures. I keep showing him shirtless. I cannot handle it. I really can't. Wiener, please. And we really don't want to see any more pictures of his wiener. Please, for the love of the Lord. Now, we were talking about where adulterers and cheaters take their dates. The infidelity website Ashley Madison, that's a website for married people, surveyed 42,800 of their members. And they found that many people will pick a restaurant about 20 miles away. And the number one restaurant where people like to go to when they take their girlfriend, boyfriend, would be number one, Morton's Steakhouse. Number two, Ruth Chris Steakhouse. I guess steakhouses, they're kind of fancy schmancy. They're kind of dim lit, right? You know, a place where they don't think the wife and the kids would probably just show up to. You know, the wife and kids may show up to Chuck E. Cheese. They may show up to the pizza joint. Probably wife and the kids won't show up to Ruth Chris or Morton Steakhouse. Houston's P.F. Chang's comes in fourth. Cheesecake Factory comes in fifth. This says Del Fuisco's, but I'm wondering if they meant Del Frisco's. Chili's, Outback, yeah, Chili's. Chili's, baby back ribs. Outback Steakhouse, Outback Red Lobster, and then Fleming's. All right, so, you know, now, ladies or gentlemen, if you suspect your spouse, one of those venues may be the place to go. I tell you, I just don't get it. All right, so we talked about a lot of things. We talked about how because iPads and cell phones, it's all about the texting and using the thumb, that it looks like what's going to happen is they're going to be changing the keyboard. So for those of us that know how to type, and we know how to type pretty well, we're going to have to learn a whole new keyboard. Apparently, researchers in Europe have figured out the type of keyboard that you could type on an iPad with your thumb or on your phone. So you don't have to do it. Now, you see me, I mean, I've typed ever since I was a kid, so I don't really want to relearn another keyboard. I really, really don't. I hope they realize that. I'm too old to learn anything new. But, you know, this is the wave of the future. Everything is now handheld devices. Laptops, computers are starting to be out of vogue. And so we're going to have to learn how to type using our thumbs. And so what they devise is where if you're right-handed, most of the vowels are on the right. A lot of the, like, ST, those things would be closer together. If you're left-handed, it flips. I don't know. I just, you know, don't make life harder for me, please. Don't make life harder. All right, I want you all to have a great day. Please be safe. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook. God bless.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.